morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is February the 26th, 2020. Well, for the last few days, if I can get this dog to quit barking, for the last few days, we've been talking about Israel's deliverer. The children of Israel expected God to deliver them. They expected deliverance to come through the seed of the woman. And from the study of Exodus, it seems that Moses understood that he was to be the one who would deliver Israel. However, things got a little bit sideways. Moses messed up and found himself in exile in Midian. Well, yesterday we discussed how Moses might have become comfortable being the shepherd of Reuel's flocks. He sort of put the thoughts of being the deliverer of Israel on the back burner. Maybe he thought God would raise up someone else to do the delivering. Well, what we know is that the plan of God, it will be accomplished. No matter how unwilling Moses might be to deliver Israel, God's plan will be accomplished. God gets the attention of Moses, and God appears to Moses in the burning bush, and God reveals to Moses that he is going to deliver Israel. Moses is the man to do the delivering. So if we would go and try to read a little bit here from the book of Exodus in chapter number 2, we might find, Exodus in chapter number 3, it says, "Now Midian kept the flock of Jethro," his father-in-law, that's Jethro's flock, earlier named him Reuel, but anyway, "and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Oreb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, 'I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt.' And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here am I.' And he said, 'Draw not hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover,' he said, 'I am the God of thy father Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, 'I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them.'" This is what I want you to get. "I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, a land flowing with milk and honey." And so Moses is the man to do the delivering. So as I just thought about this and kind of thought through this whole little account, I wondered what type of lessons we might learn. First, like we said the other day, the lesson that we can remember is that God remembers his covenants. We may feel as if God has forgotten us. We may not be able to see the hand of God at work in our lives, yet we must remember God will never forget us. He will keep his promises. If we believe not, yet he abide the faithful, he cannot deny himself. So the first lesson is that God remembers his people or his covenants. Second of all, God always has a plan. Sometimes we find ourselves getting ahead of that plan, and it's never good for us to do so. If you're like me, sometimes you feel like you need to do something, and most of the time, this is not a good choice. We need to make sure that we never get ahead of God. We need to make sure that we wait on God's timing so that we never find ourselves in the backside of the desert tending to a flock. Third, we can also learn from this that God utilizes the time. For Moses, he utilizes the time that Moses spent in the desert to train him. Moses learns the ways of the desert. He is able to use these lessons to lead the children of Israel. God uses the circumstances of our lives to develop character and to prepare us for his calling for us. And fourthly, remember, God is the ultimate deliverer. God tells Moses, "I'm going to come down and deliver." Moses is the tool, the vessel that God uses, but God is the ultimate deliverer. You know what? God may use our talents and our circumstances, but ultimately he is the deliverer. He tells us in Isaiah 42:8, "My glory will I not give to another." Many desire to take the glory for their talents that they have, and they want to take the glory for what God accomplishes in their lives. This is why Paul stresses in 1 Corinthians 12 that the diversity of gifts is given by one Spirit. Whichever gift or calling that God gives you, it's given to you at His discretion. So don't glory in your gifts. Don't glory in your accomplishments. It's not you. It's God who has given it to you or who has accomplished those things through you. Moses was to understand that God is the deliverer. The children of Israel needed to understand this also. They were coming out of Egypt. The reason they were coming out is because God is choosing to bring them out. He is going to be faithful to His plan. He will accomplish His purpose. You know, we actually find out that God delivered Israel in spite of the faithfulness of Israel. So we can be encouraged by that also, that God will work through us ultimately. He is the ultimate deliverer, and He will work through us sometimes in spite of our weaknesses. Let's pray. God, today I pray that You will help us to see that You are the ultimate deliverer. I pray, Lord, that we will never seek to steal Your glory, nor forget to trust in You. Help us to sit still and wait on You. Help us to trust You at all time, even in the times of uncertainty. I pray, Lord, that we would take every thought captive to the obedience of You. In the name of Jesus, and because of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hope you have a good weekend. Until Monday, Brother Mark signing off.